AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Thousands of people have crowded on and around a bridge in Selma, Alabama today. Police estimate at least 15 to 20,000 people were present to commemorate the bloody Sunday clashes between police and demonstrators during a peaceful march for voting rights on March 7, 1965. Martin Luther King III spoke today at a church in Selma, saying he's confident the continuing fight for civil rights will succeed.
God Almighty is still on the throne. Keep it on. We gonna be all right. We're not there yet.
Access to, former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton's emails continues to spark debate, especially among those who want more information about the 2012 Benghazi, Libya attacks.
Hillary Clinton's now asked that her emails be reviewed by the State Department, winning praise from President Obama in a CBS interview.
I think that the fact that she's going to be putting them forward will allow us to make sure that people have the information they need.
But on NBC, Senator Lindsey Graham says it's not up to the State Department to review documents related to the Benghazi investigation.
The one thing I'll never agree to is let the State Department tell us what emails we should receive.
The head of the committee investigating Benghazi, Congressman Trey Gowdy, tells CBS the few emails investigators have received simply don't tell the whole story.
There are gaps of months and months and months.
Diane Kepley, Washington.
Drivers are paying a lot more for gas today than they did a month ago. Analyst Trilby Lundberg.
The average price of regular grade is now $2.54. It's up 21 cents in the past 2 weeks. And since the price finally bottomed out 6 weeks ago, it's up 47 cents per gallon.
Diesel stands at $3.02 a gallon, up 8 cents. This is AP Radio News. British police have detained a man who spent the night on the roof of the British Parliament building.
As Big Ben chimed the quarter hour nearby, a man wandered the roof of the Palace of Westminster, the neo-Gothic building that serves as the seat of Parliament in Britain. For at least 8 hours, he moved back and forth, climbing up and down the odd ladder, gazing out at the River Thames, noting the emergency vehicles down below. Unlike previous roof climbers here, he displayed no flag of protest and seemingly no threat. He climbed down around 5 in the morning and was taken into custody by police on suspicion of criminal damage and trespassing. Kyle McKinnon, London.
New York Jets running back Chris Johnson and another passenger were shot in their shoulders while stopped at a traffic light in Orlando, Florida overnight. The driver of the vehicle they were in was killed. The NFL player and another passenger are in stable condition at a hospital. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.